Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment
Delicious me here on Blog Talk Radio. I was supposed to do my show at 8 a.m. That is what I've been promoting. And each morning at 8 a.m. on Sunday, I cannot seem to open my eyes. And I'm sure it's because I am just exhausted from having a full week. So therefore, I normally don't even do the show at all. Yeah, normally. But today, although it's 11 o'clock in sunny California, it's already hot, 2 o'clock on the East Coast, even though it's supposed to be a morning show, yeah, I am still going to do a morning show. So sit back, relax. We've got almost 26 minutes, 36 seconds to go. So how's everybody today? Who attended church? I didn't even attend virtual church this morning. I don't know what got into me, but I was asleep, woke up, played my Sims 4 for a little while because now I've got the LBD in Sims 4, and I was playing them for a little while and then got bored, got on Facebook, then watched Netflix, actually watched 2 movies on Netflix. Yay, 2 movies, Netflix, yay, all that. Yes, 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 it was so much fun. Anyway, my topic today is office relationships. Now, mind you, I did that once and only once, and we'll talk about that, but let's talk about office relationships. Now, just not sexual relationships, but also friend relationships, too. So it's not just sexual relationships, it's also friendships, too. If you call it that. Anyway, the reason why I brought this up is because about, maybe 6 months ago, one of the girls in our office left, like, abruptly. Like, all of a sudden she was there, and all of a sudden she wasn't. Now, mind you, she was a good worker, very good, from what I can see. And we were all like, wow, what happened? Did she get another job? Did she get a better job? You know, what took place, what happened. So it was like a, you know, little whisper, gossiping here. You know, nobody really knew what was going on. Well, come to find out, this gets juicy. And since no one knows who I work at, I mean, or it's juicy. But come to find out, she was sleeping around with not one guy, not two, not three, but 5 different guys along the maybe, 2-year span? Now, these are just 5 we know about. 5. count them five. So she had five office sexual relationships. Now, the reason why she quit, because obviously having five relationships didn't mean shit to her, so why leave, right? Because you're already doing the do, nobody's saying anything, so why not keep it as is? Correct? Correct. Well, what happened is that one of her little, what should I call it, rendezvous, trysts, hoisms, the wife came to the job and met her at her car. Oh, yes, girlfriends, boyfriends, met her at her car. Now, mind you, that was like, duh. Like, okay, first of all, how does she know who you are? Number one. Number two, which is the grand thing, how she knows where you work. Number three, how does she know your car? So let me answer all these for you like in one quick minute. Actually, seconds. Her husband told her. Now, this is what happened. This dumb scatterbrain was texting him. Now, mind you, he has two phones. He has the phone for the job, and then he has his, you know, his personal shit. So she was texting him from his personal phone, the job phone first, texting. Now, the wife, unlike most of us, don't check her husband's texts from the job. Well, I guess most of us wouldn't, because if you trust your man, number one. Number two, if it's his job phone, you would automatically think that, okay, it's his job phone, has to be his boss, what else could it be? So when he didn't respond, because mind you, he was out with his wife having a nice dinner for once, cheating fuck, out with his wife having dinner, so he decides that, okay, I'm not going to answer the phone even though I know it's her. So she getting all in her feelings. Now, mind you, you're fucking with a married man, number one. But she gets all in her feelings about him not answering. So why on earth this dumbass would give her his personal phone, I have no clue. But then she begins to text his personal phone. Now, mind you, I think that was the most idiotic thing to do, because you don't know what his wife does, especially you don't know if she's looking at his phone or what. Well, rumor has it that he went to the bathroom, and I guess while the wife was sitting there eating, his phone just kept going off and going off and going off, his personal phone. So her first thing was like, wait a minute, this could be, you know, the babysitter. Maybe the babysitter is calling him and texting him or whatever. So she was like, okay, maybe the babysitter's, you know, texting him, you know, because that would be my thing, too. If somebody's blowing up my man's phone and we're out eating or whatever, the first thing you would think is that, okay, maybe the babysitter or his mom or something. So she picks up and proceeds to read it, and it was like, where the fuck are you? Why the fuck you haven't called me back? I've called the phone several times. Blah, 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 blah. You're supposed to call me back when I... And the beat goes on. I mean, it was like, just like one text after another text after another text after another text, to the point where the wife basically called her back and was like, this is his wife, blah, 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 what the fuck is wrong with you, blah, blah. Now, of course, that's a rumor, but the rumor comes from his boy. And most of the time, boys ain't supposed to lie on you. Actually, boys ain't supposed to tell your business anyway. We women will tell each other's business. But normally, as a rule, your boy don't tell nobody shit. Because why? Because he's your boy. But I guess he was like, he told everybody. Just like was making his rounds and telling everybody. Like, wow, really? Like a bitch would. Sorry, but that's it. Like a bitch would. Because let me tell you right now, if my girl, any of my girls were cheating on their dude, I wouldn't tell their dude shit, because that's my girl. Now, I would check her, because to me, cheating is the worst form of expression in any relationship. If you got to cheat, move on, move out, go, leave him alone. But I would never tell on her unless she's cheating on my brother. Because, bitch, if you cheat on my brother, not only I'm going to tell him, I'm going to be whooping that ass. Anyway, that's a whole different subject. But, yeah, told everybody. Now, this is my thing. My grandmother used to always have a saying. And when I was younger, I would not understand what she meant. But her saying was, I'm sure you've heard it before, don't shit where you eat, right? I'm sure a lot of us have heard that phrase before, don't shit where you eat. Well, this bitch shit it several times and proceeded to eat and shit again and eat again and shit again and so forth. To me, office relationships should really not go on because, first of all, you're there to work. That's number one. Number two, if the shit does fail, that's going to be seriously awkward for you and that other person to be in the same room together, the same job together, unless you decide to move on and do something else. Now, this chick has been there for, I think, 3 years, and was getting pretty good pay. You know what I'm saying? So why would you want to jeopardize your livelihood, especially now when jobs are not that easy just to come by unless you have a college career or something of that nature. And let's face it, even having a college education, even that cannot promise you a job these days. I've seen many people who have in college studying, and by the time they get out of college, the workforce is limited, if not to zero. So why would you put yourself in a position like that? You know, and why would, and how on earth does a woman have five relationships? And trust me, this is only the ones we know about, because from my understanding, from which is the reason why I know about the five, because the five were basically talking about it. But rumor has it that it's been at least 10 to 15, a rumor. But if you do five, you do 10. If you do 10, 15, fuck it, keep going. You're the Energizer Bunny. So now, to me, an office relationship is just the most shittiest thing you could possibly do. But you see it happen a lot. It's like you can't go anyplace else and get dick or get pussy. You got to do it at the office where you fucking make your bread, your do-re-mi, your dinero. You got to do it there. That is the most simplest, stupidest shit possible that you can do, is fuck around with somebody at your office. It's stupid. It's like, hello, McFly, you're dumb. Why would you do that? Now, the reason why I said office friendships, it's because I hate to say it, but sometimes when you are in a friendship and say Gladys and you are up for the same promotion, but you two are girls. Hey, girl, let's go to lunch, girl. Let's go after lunch, girl. After work, girl, let's go to the movies, girl. Come meet me at my house, girl. Let's have the kids play together, girl. Let's have my husband meet your husband, girl, or maybe my dude meet your dude, or my girl meet your girl, or what have you. However you float. But if Gladys is up for that promotion, and so are you, all bets are off. Because frankly speaking, and this is me, and I know people are going to go, no, sugar, I am as sweet as pie. But if I want something and you're in line for it too, best believe that I'm no longer nice. That shit goes out the door. Why? Fuck you. That's why. Because if I'm up for a promotion and so are you, then guess what, Gladys? Guess what? I'm fighting you tooth and nail because as far as I'm concerned, friendship goes out the window. Because I've done that before. I've actually allowed a friend to take a position that I wanted. She ended up firing me. I shit you not. I knew she wanted the position, so did I. Being a good friend, I decided to step down and step back because I felt like, you know what, it's no big deal. She's been here a little longer than I have. I should go ahead and back up from it. Although I was next in line for the position, it was me and then her. So I backed up, backed out, and was a true friend. And the bitch ended up firing me. And I'm thinking you're probably saying, well, why did she fire you? Guess what? We're going to commercial break. When I come back, I tell ya. okay, what the, as my grandmother and my husband would say, can fuck. Let me tell you, I was on the talk show, put you guys on hold, you know, sit there and look back and saw, you know, look at the counter to see how long I was going to have your asses hold, and then the call drops. So maybe when Telegroso Angel Static told me that the day that I rammed him about kicking my cat, the phone dropped, maybe the phone actually did drop, because I'm the host of this shit, and it dropped on me. So I'll apologize to him, never, because I know he hung up. Anyway, if you're just catching my show, I'm Sugarlicious Me, Dense Static, and this is Blog Talk Radio, and our conversation is about office relationships, and not just sexual, but also relationships with friends. Anyway, I was telling you guys about when I actually pushed myself aside to have a friend who gets the promotion. Well, this is what happened. There was some paperwork that needed to be done, needed to be filed and what have you. So I told her I was, like, running late for something I really needed to do. So I asked her, I said, look, I'm running late. I'm going to file it. You know, I promise to come in first thing in the morning. I'll get it filed. You know, allow me to do that. And she's like, oh, girl, problem. I'll do it for you. Don't worry. No, I'm sorry. I'll get it done for you. Don't worry about it. Take care of your business. Don't worry about it. I'll get someone to file it. So I'm thinking, oh, wow, okay, cool. This is my boss. She told me she's going to get somebody to file it. No worries about it. So I come in the morning like normal, start doing my work and everything. Now, mind you, this paperwork had to be filed at a certain time. I mean, it was crucial. It was critical. Now, if I had done it that morning, I would have gotten it filed in time, no problem. And what I mean by filing is like typing it in and everything, so when the lawyer gets the court, he has it there, you know, and then also the judge has it. So everybody has the paperwork or whatever, you know, what the filing is, you know, what the motion is. And when it was, anyway, that's all legal mumbo-jumbo. Don't need to know all this. Well, guess what? She never got anybody to file it. She never asked. She never requested it. So in order for her to save her fucking ass, which she does, when I tell the lawyer, listen, I'm sorry, you know, she was going to say she was going to get someone to file it, she says, I never said that to her. I never told her that. She told me she was going to come in the morning and get it filed, and I was depending on her to do that. That's the only reason why I allowed her to leave early, is because she told me that she was going to go ahead and get, you know, file it that morning. I never said, what I said was, if need be, call me. Now, the bitch never told me to call her. Call me, and then I'll get someone early to do overtime, even though there was no overtime available, and they'll do it for you, but she never called me. And I'm standing here like, okay, can I get a fucking witness? Now, mind you, it's just me and her, one-on-one. My friend, precious. Anyway, yes. So it was critical, meaning that where they boxed my shit, handed me my pink slip, told me I would get my final check within 48 hours, 24 if I have direct deposit, and I went on my way. I was absolutely furious. First of all, furious that the bitch lied on me. Second of all, I was hurt because, damn, bitch, all you had to do was tell me to come in early and I would have did it. But I was pissed at myself because I should have went and looked and made sure the shit was filed. But, hey, she was my friend. I trusted her. So, yeah, that's the reason why I got fired. Now, the office relationship I had, ooh, ouch, am I going to really tell this? Okay, I'm going to tell it. Yeah, I got 9 minutes. I'll tell it. There was this guy everybody wanted, and when I tell you everybody wanted him, he was fucking gorgeous. And if my husband's listening, that was years ago. Don't start getting salty and raising your head and all this shit. Don't have your fucking Spanish, Italian mafia come for me in Cali. Anyway, he was just sexy. Just when he spoke, not as good as my husband, though. His voice wasn't that good, but when he spoke, he was just like, and everybody wanted him. Well, he had his eyes on moi. And at first I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Too many girls want him. Now, mind you, I've never heard about him messing around with anybody in the job. If anything, he was always the type of guy who avoided women in a job. Basically, he didn't want to be bothered, didn't want his rep screwed up or whatever. So I used to always, like, you know, we also used to always giggle and laugh about him. Yeah, I used to giggle. Shut up. We used to giggle and laugh about him and whatever and thinking, God, he is so fucking gorgeous. So one day he says, you know, would you like to go out to lunch? And I'm like, sure. You want to meet your car? We're going to take mine. So he said, we'll take my car. So go downstairs. And then, of course, he has three other hoes with him. Okay, I'm sorry. I was wrong. Three other bitches. Okay. Three other females with him. So we all got in the car together. I'm thinking to myself, oh, okay. I really thought this fucker wanted a damn date for lunch. But, yeah, so we're all in the car. So after I got out my feelings, nothing more than feelings. After I got out my feelings, I went, you know what, let me enjoy myself. This is a nice little, you know, time. We're going to have lunch, whatever. So we're sitting there, we're having lunch. He's eyeing me from across the table, kind of like winking, like a little sexy wink. And I'm thinking, okay, am I imagining this shit? Because I thought he was going to just take me and him to lunch. And am I imagining this? Is he really winking? Is he really flirting with me? So after we all went back to the job and everything, we were working and so forth, he came to my desk and he gave me a little note. And the little note, I forgot exactly what it said verbatim, but basically it was like, you know, really enjoyed lunch with you, wish it was only us, here's my number. So I'm all excited going, wow. Here's his number. So, of course, me playing coy, not going to call him yet. No. So I waited, after I got home, 2 hours, then I called him. So once I called him, we were talking and going back and forth, and I found a lot about him, shared some things about myself. Found that he was single, you know, never been married, whatever. And we started talking until late that night. So the next day, we went out to lunch together, started getting to know each other a little bit more. And then about maybe, I say a week later, went out to dinner, went to a movie. The guy was just, like, awesome, just sexy, just overall just really sexy. All the girls at the job were pissed off because they kind of knew we were dating or whatever, you know, because you kind of know when someone's flirting back and forth. Anyway, we went out. And we went to the movies. We walked out. I'm trying to remember exactly how this happened. We walked out of the movies, and we proceeded to go to his car. Now, mind you, I only got 5 minutes. Mind you, I should have went and did an hour show. When we got to his car, there was this chick waiting there with a baby. Cute little baby. Just as cute as the baby wanted to be. Looked just like him. Just like him. Yeah. So I'm standing there, and he's like, what are you doing here? And she's like, you didn't call me. And he's like, I left you a message. And she's like, the baby needed milk. And he's like, I saw that. I'll bring the milk when I get home. And she's like, who is she? And he's like, someone from my office, just a friend. And she's like, so now you take your friends to the movie? And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Come to find out, not only is he married, she's got a baby, and she's pregnant with twins. Yeah. And, da-da-da-da, he has a side chick, too. Not me, but someone else. So here I am, looking like the major fooly fool of Cali. I'm standing there like, is this really happening? He walks to me, and let me tell you, I wanted to break his ass. He walks to me and hands me money and says, you need to take a cab. What? I need to take a cab because your wife has busted you, so I need to take a cab? Fuck you. I'll call Dee Dee. So I call Dee Dee, who is my bestest friend in the fucking world. And I'm up here booing, oh, Dee Dee, he lied to me, he was married. And she's up here popping gum going, I told you, niggas ain't shit.
I've been telling you that. And his ass being as fine as he is, you should have known he had a goddamn girl, so you're stupid. That's what you are. So I'm not going to talk about this yet, Sam, because I'm going to let you go hoe and boo-hoo, and then when you get home, I'm going to call you and tell you how stupid you are again. Now, I'm going to come pick you up. You don't have to use that money. We can take that money and do something else with it, like go to IHOP.
And I'm sure everybody's going, does D really sound like that?
Dee Dee is Louisiana Creole and South African. Now, maybe putting the accent on a little bit much, a little much. But she does have somewhat of an accent. It's cute, though. Dee Dee, please don't come for me with your Louisiana voodoo and shit and put it on my door and mark my door and have me running around here naked in front of all my people. And then they'll be going, oh, my God, Sam, they finally lost her damn mind. That talk show and that Second Life and that Facebook finally got to her and hear her ass. It's killing me. Anyway, I've only got 2 minutes to go. There's a lot more to that story, but of course me, as always, never does an hour show, even though I've been told more than once to get an hour on there, but I just always forget, and then I'm thinking I only can do 30 minutes, and then by the time I'm talking to you people, who I love so much, and I truly mean that, you guys have been such a strong force with me. I've gotten, when I said I was going to stop my show before, I got a lot of letters and notes and so forth. When I shared it again, I've got a lot of strength and I've got a lot of passionate people who told me don't quit. But sometimes you get to that point where you're thinking, wow, you know, do I need to really go on with this? Maybe I need to stop. But as always, I've got the biggest support team and I really appreciate everybody out there that supports me. I promise you, I've got a show tomorrow night at 8. I will either continue with this a little bit, tell you about what happened with the whole situation, because I know you want to know. So I'll take what happens on Twitch and plus my other whatever topic I'm going to use tomorrow. But anyway, as always, love you all. Sugar kisses. I will be talking to you later on today. Mwah. Ciao.